Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, it's Ian with FreeKeen.com. How are you today?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. I got some news last night that was pretty disturbing, and I wanted to share it with you and see what you guys think about it, because a lot of the time what some of the activists out in this area, the liberty activists, will hear is constant admonishment to work within the system. You know, you've said on the air, Cynthia, that you don't really understand what some of the activists are doing out here, and people usually are saying things like, well, why don't you just run for office? Why don't you just, contact the representatives, et cetera? Kind of work within the system is the attitude. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of activists showed up at a Democrat Party meeting this week with the intention to work within the system, to get involved within the Democratic Party, and to, I know that one of them has the intention to actually run for state rep this year.
Uh-huh.
And they were turned away at the door to a meeting that was supposed to be open to all registered Democrats, and they are registered Democrats. They were turned away at the door. They were asking people at the door, if they didn't recognize them, they were asking them if they were free staters. And then anybody who identified as a free stater, and of course the one that I know would not lie about it, were told they weren't wanted.
I know nothing about that. I wasn't... Wasn't there.
I'm not expecting you to know anything
Chris
about
wasn't
it.
There
I'm
either,
just wondering
he says.
How you feel about that.
The
Go ahead.
I was brought up when I was up at Concord this week. One of the representatives says, "Hey, we hear all these about 15 free staters want to go to the Democratic Democratic meeting, party meeting." Well, the law is pretty specific. If you're registered as a Democrat, you're allowed to go. And one of the problems I personally have with the Democratic Party in New Hampshire is they don't like primaries. They like to say, if we have seven spots, we'll have seven people. If you're a registered Democrat, and anybody who's a registered Democrat who wants to run has a right to show up at the party meeting and say, I want to run, and sign up in June. If there's 20 people, there's 20 people for the seven spots, and I think that is the best thing, and that's what democracy is about.
So do you think that what they did was unfair? Because it certainly seems pretty outrageous.
If they refuse to have allow a registered Democrat in that for that meeting, I think it's completely unfair.
I do too.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page.
I mean, I think it's discriminatory, if nothing else, to ask if you're a registered Democrat, we don't care if you're, you know, Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't think that they would care. Certainly they shouldn't care.
You wouldn't expect that from, the Democrats like to talk about how, they believe in fairness. Well, maybe they should, put their money where their mouths are and actually act fair toward people that are interested in getting involved in their party and their processes.
Right.
So, it's like, which way do you want it? Do you want people to work within the system, or do you want to kick them out and, keep them at bay?
Don't know. So. I don't know. I think we're all 15 registered Democrats.
Oh, no, there were only two.
I thought you said there were 15 people.
Well, I was told that up to 15 free states as opposed to...
I don't know how these rumors get started.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that what happened was I had posted notice about the meeting on the Free Keen forum, and I imagine they are busily reading our forums, and that's how they found out that that some people might be coming, and maybe they speculated as to how many there might be. But anyway, thanks for listening and for your thoughts.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Hey, Cynthia. Hey, Chris. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
How are you?
Good. This is Chris Coach.
Hi.
I just wanted the three Chris's.
Yeah.
Right.
And job well done, Chris, on explaining that the whole issue concerning how we're going to move forward with whatever we're going to do around schools and principals and all the other issues that come into play. But I wanted to talk to you about, I ran the Democratic meeting the other night.
Yes.
They had asked me as a past chair to come in to run that meeting. And I can tell you that what was just said on the radio is just plain not true. And this is how I guess they must operate. But I actually talked to the individual, and I said, you're more than welcome to stay. because I, and I said, we have a big tent. And it was only one guy because he's waiting for his friend to come. But his friend wasn't there yet.
Oh, okay.
And I made it quite clear, you're more than welcome to stay. It's just that, what, like you said, Chris, we have our bylaws. And I've always said this, that if you're not a registered Democrat, you can't vote. But he could have spoken up.
Right.
He could have. I mean, we had no issue with anybody being there. At least I wasn't aware of anybody having any issues. We made sure everybody was a registered Democrat because it's a Democratic caucus.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And we're looking at how we're going to be, like you said, working on the platform and getting people and ready for those issues. But that's just not true. That we didn't. They could have stayed. If there was only one, again, because there was another person he was waiting to come, and I never saw the other person, but. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really. I mean, he could have stayed and voiced his concerns had he chose to. He didn't choose to stay. He went to look for his friend instead.
Right.
So I don't know what the issue was, but to state this, that, and the other thing, and I haven't seen the website because I don't really care to. I mean, I have many other things I need to be doing. So I just think it's just a shame that they cast it one way or the other when it's just not the truth. I mean, I clearly stated to him he was more than welcome to stay.
Okay.
It's just that you couldn't be involved in the vote. You can't run for the office because you're not a Democrat.
Well,
that's
what we were told was that they were
registered Democrats.
We had that day because it's one of the requirements we always have because, is that we had the current CD or DV, CD from the city,
right?
Saying who was and who wasn't,
and they weren't on it.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Okay, that's how you determine that they have to be
right.
on the voting list.
Right.
Okay.
And this isn't the first time that we've had issues, but not with Free Stairs.
Right.
And I don't really care if they wanted to come in and voice their concerns. We might have had some similar platform concerns that we could have agreed on, and they could have voiced that.
Right.
He didn't choose to stay. He was more than welcome to stay.
Okay.
For them to say that they weren't is just not the case because I talked to him directly.
Okay.